Yo, bro, check this out. I was walking down Broadway, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, I bump into my cousin, man. He's fucking guy's doing bad, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. This motherfucker. I tell him, I said, George. And he kind of like, didn't remember me, bro. This dude's bugged out, man.
Wow.
I said, George. So he finally went, I said, it's me. You know, Papo, because they call me Papo. Yeah. You know, it's me, Papo. And he said, you know, so I told him, what you doing, man? He said, I said, where you live, man? He said, I live in the park, in Central Park.
Wow.
So I tried to get him to come here to get something to eat, you know, and get some clean clothes.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't want to come.
Where in the park you live, though?
It's, I don't know, somewhere in Central Park.
Wow.
You know, so, no, but check, this motherfucker is a bugged out dude, bro.
Wow.
One day we was all sitting down in the basement. My father was a super. He had the apartment upstairs. But we was all in the basement chilling out, watching TV and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes to me and he says, "You see this? You feel this? How heavy this cat is?" So I said, "Yeah, this cat is heavy. You know, you feel it good." He said, "I'm gonna eat it." I said, okay. Check this out. I said, okay. So then the motherfucker goes, and he gets checked. You see the dot? He takes the dot, and he says, check this out. Could I go over there and heat the dot up, you know?
Yeah.
I knew he was a little bugged out. I said, go ahead, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He takes the dot, and he heats it up. I think it's a sterilizer or some shit. He tells me he grabbed the cat like this, and he put it against his heart, and he just pulled the dart, and the cat just died.
Wow.
But I don't know that this is happening, you know what I'm saying? I don't know this.
Wow.
We all watching TV chilling out.
Yeah.
So he takes the cat, and he skins it.
Wow.
And then he cuts it. You know, like when you cut a chicken, you cut the leg, the thigh, and shit like, just like that, bro.
Wow.
And all the... I don't know, the guts and all that bullshit, put it in a fucking jar, like one of the big pickle jars.
Yeah. Wow.
So then the reason we found out was because he comes and said, "Can I cook?" Like, and I said, "What are you going to cook?" He said, I got some meat.
Yeah.
I said, "You didn't fucking kill that cat, right?" He said, "Yeah, I told you I was going to eat it."
Wow.
I said, "Get the fuck out of here." He said, "Yeah, I told you I was going to eat the motherfucker."
Wow.
So we went back there and we looked at it, man. He had the fucking, the skin on here, the leg here, you know, it looked like that fucking chicken. So I told him, "What you gonna do with that shit?" You know, because he showed me that. Yeah. No, he said it like this. He said, "That is for me to drink it later." I said, "What the fuck is that?" He said, "Oh, that's like all the inside. I don't know how you fucking call it, the guts and all that shit."
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, he had that shit in some water, some bullshit, bro.
Oh, shit.
But this motherfucker, man, he's cat. Wow. You know, he's been like in the motorcycle gangs, all them Hell Angels and all them shit. Yeah, he's into that shit, you know.
He didn't make no hat out of the fur?
No, no man.
Gloves.
We didn't let him cook it. We didn't let him cook it.
Oh, he didn't go?
No, he took two heaters.
Yeah.
And he put it next to each other.
Yeah.
And he cooked it like that.
Wow.
Yeah, because he wasn't going to... You know, cat smells, man.
I mean, I don't know. I mean,
man, cat smells when you cook it, bro. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't like he couldn't eat, you know what I'm saying? Because he could have went upstairs to my mother's house and eat
it. But he did cook it.
Motherfucker ate it, bro.
Jeez, wow.
He ate that motherfucking cat, man. That motherfucker looking like a devil. Green eyes, dark skin. Yeah, that motherfucker is like an ox, man. That motherfucker is strong. But I think by eating so much cats. With the little ones, check this out. With the little ones, he said that he makes sandwiches. I swear to God, Mark, I am not lying, man. With the little ones, he makes sandwiches. That motherfucker is man.
Wow, cat sandwiches.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's right, bro.
Tastes like chicken.
I'm leaving today. Today's my last day over here. I ain't coming back here for nothing. Not even to say hello.
How many years you been here?
13 years. That is not a joke. It's all something that you have to think. Over here, I can say it was bad, but over there, it's 100% better than over here.
Yeah.
So you can imagine. This is that boy. Key. Food. Bed. TV. Shower. I have to make a new friends now. Besides that, it is beautiful.
Good. After I left you from whatchamacallit, from downtown, right?
Library?
Yeah, from downtown. I came and went to that girl down Marie's house to eat some cake or whatever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what kind of cake was you eating? Cherry pie, filet mignon? Cherry pie a la mode?
It was just eating straight up neck cake. Right. Gave her like 3 hickeys. But anyway, so I come back up here, right? I'm on my way to my mother's house because I had stopped down here to see if he was here. He wasn't back yet. Saying so, I'm on my way talking to my mother across the street.
Yeah.
And I saw Anthony's little ass running around. You know what I'm saying? You know how you get when he's drunk, he's a nut. I said, Anthony, you know what I'm saying? I call Anthony. I go into the park, right? Everybody's there, him, River, Maria.
Yeah.
And Danny, right? And they had just opened up their 40s, right?
Take their shit.
Took their shit. Drank their shit all up, yo. Drank it all up, yo. And it was like Maria was getting too awful. She was fucked up. I mean,
she always gets that way when she drinks.
I mean, spinning, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I was a little off myself. You know what I'm saying? And she kept trying to kiss on me at first, but when I was sober.
Should've took the pussy, kid.
So listen.
Should've took the pussy.
When I was sober, right?
Should've got the pussy.
So when I was sober, like I said, I pushed her away. I got drunk, right?
Yeah.
Kept kissing her again. River and then broke out. It was just me, her, and Danny.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, Maria. Man, I was like, yo, go over there and because you know in the back how they have that little thing you sit on.
You hit her in the wood part.
Listen.
Oh shit.
Listen. So I bend over the thing. I was like, yo, I got it, Tom. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? I showed it to her.
Right.
I ripped this shit open. My shit was like.
That ain't nothing,
cuz. And shit broke.
Word.
I tried to get this shit down and shit broke.
I don't care.
Yo, so listen. So, I bent over the thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm up in there and she's jerking Danny off, yo, while I'm hitting her from the back.
Oh, shit. That's ill. But, yo, that ain't nothing, cuz.
I'm busting her, yo.
That ain't nothing.
And then after I asked her, she was like, she's a month late.
That ain't nothing. Wednesday night, when I took my girl home, check this out. Her mom's was home, right? And we'd been hanging out all day, cuz. We was fiending. We was crazy fiending to hit skins, right? So in her building, the way her building's set up is they got the stairs, which is like the fire exits, and they got elevators, right? So she lives on the 5th floor. So we went in the fire exit, closed the stairs close to her house, right? Check this out. Her mom's is home. I was doing her right there in the stairs, doing her doggy style, right in the stairs, dead ass. And check this out. This lady comes by to go in her apartment door. And it's like if the fire exit door wasn't there, she could see what was going on. So Vanessa's like, stop, somebody's coming. I'm holding the fire exit door shut like this. So they couldn't have dead ass. Word to my mom's. I was holding the door like this real hard so nobody could open it. I was still sitting there hitting that shit. She's like, stop, baby, we're going to get caught. I was like, fuck that. Shut up. Be quiet. Shut up. And I was just hitting that shit right in the stairs, dead ass. Yo, and check this out. Yo, I didn't have a condom at the time, right? So when, you know, I got ready to nut and shit, I pulled my shit out, cut, and I came all over the fucking stairs and we left that shit there. And broke out.
Oh, man.
The powder, the rat shit?
That rat shit, man.
That rat shit.
Up.
Well, why you don't clean that bullshit up, man?
Because I just did the shit when I was gone.
You supposed to
I didn't
clean
see
up
the shit.
Having, I mean, you're entertaining, man. You
well, fuck that. The rat shit and I just come here and just see the shit. What you want me to do?
Just like rat shit up there, could be bugs on this motherfucker, man. If I have bugs on me when I get up, give up out of here, man, man, your ass will fight, man.
Well, I hope you have got about two of them on you then.
Fuck that, man.
No, when I go to the barber shop and they're gonna cut my hair out, it's like I'm falling asleep. It gets me like sleepy. Over here, I can't do it because I'm like, I don't know what the hell's going on. Oh, you see?
Got a gray hair.
A gray hair.
Yeah,
that
was a gray hair.
They had a gray hair in my body, man. What are you talking about?
Gray hair? You got it all over your face.
God, man. It's not gray hair.
It all in your ear.
Forget about my ear. Don't go in my ear.
Yeah, well, your ears need it too. Need
yeah,
shave.
I know. I know that need a shave, but.
Don't
step. Let me go here to my sink. This is my faucet. This is where I keep my water. And my toothbrush, toothpaste. I'll show you where's my... This is my sink here. This is where I wash my fucking mouth. This is right here. Oh boy. I'm gonna put a little bit of toothpaste because I can't use too much.
Mm-hmm.
You brush like this. Usually you can bend down because now you don't put the stuff. You see? Since you don't want to waste water, you always have to wash the toothbrush. Like this. Take the toothbrush, put it back before it gets dusty. Put this back. Now I gotta go to the bathroom. So I think I make it into a portable toilet bowl. And I sit down. And this is like the way I use the toilet bowl. I could either read a magazine, smoke a cigarette, watch TV, listen to the radio. Everything is in one place. You know? This is the comfort. You know, you have everything in one place. If you need to reach for something, it's not too far away. You know?
Hold up your toilet, Mom. Hold up your toilet, Mom.
Wow. This is my toilet bowl, you see? It's portable. It's portable. Usually what I do is I gotta get a bag. Show you. Just give me 1 minute. You see, you take a bag like this and you put it in here. They're portable. Everything I have is portable, handmade. Original. You take the top and you put it here. The purpose for the bag is so the crap could just fall in the bag and not in the thing. Just make sure the bag don't have a hole. And there, comfortable. Sit down, you smoke a cigarette. Somebody's inside, want to look at you take a shit. You know what I'm saying?
I got 4 or 5 bags of cans. And I'm walking down the street. And people see me not robbing them. And they got pocketbooks full of money. Pocketbooks full of money. They got wallets and shit. I can take.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? They got wallets and shit that I can take. They got cars. I can fuck up and get my flat tire in a fucking minute.
How do you hustle?
How do I hustle? I hustle by panhandling. I don't take from them. But how would they feel if I take a fat and goddamn tire? How they feel if I do and do what I used to do? Flatten their tires, take their goddamn money, snatch their motherfucking pocketbook.
Well, you lose.
And disrespect their motherfucking ass, slap the shit out of their woman. When they want to disrespect me like that, that's how I fucking, sometimes I feel like doing that shit.
It's gonna get me
what I fucking want if I get away with it. If it don't, I gotta suffer with the goddamn consequences.
But
that's just the way it fucking goes. That's the way this world is. If you can get away with it, you get away with it. If you can't, you don't. Now that's the way the fucking world is. If you get away with the shit,
damn it.
So how the fuck they think I should feel?
Back there in Russell, though. So it don't make no sense. They gonna remember your face?
Fuck that. They gonna remember my face. But see, when they see me, they give me respect this motherfucking time. But after I done did the fucking time, let them call the police. I done did the time for that.
You know, you're homeless, man. You cannot win. You cannot win.
But see, this is the whole thing about it. Why I feel because I'm homeless, I can't win. I got a right to life like everybody else.
You are nobody. Accept it.
I am somebody. I'm a fucking human being.
In their eyesight,
they ain't nothing to me. In their eyesight, they ain't nothing to me. They're somebody, they're doing white collar crime. And everything, this is how I feel.
So you're laughing, grinning in their face.
That's what I do.
You're getting yours. That's how you're supposed to handle it.
150. What am I supposed to do, man? I'm supposed to starve all fucking week because I used all my money to pay my rent. And I got a roof over my head, but I'm starving. That ain't no good.
Well, what you trying to tell me, you either think you're too smart to go for welfare to get assistance to get yourself better. Or you don't know how, you listen to people, you think you're too proud, one of the two.
No, it's just that, you know, it's like this right here. It's like, you know, like, see, a lot of people fail to realize about welfare, okay? A lot of people think that that's like a gift. A lot of people think that's like Uncle Sam coming over to you and saying, here, there's $150.
That's what you said, you never been.
Okay.
You're trying to tell me how to go.
But see, some people actually think that.
See, 99 of these people on welfare done worked enough and paid it in, but you probably one of them can't say that.
Okay, no.
See, I done worked all of my damn life, and every time check I made them, that either took out welfare on this bastard.
All right, I hate to say it, put it the way it is. So, you know, another thing, too, is like welfare, man, it's a very abusive system. It's a very
system. Okay. What people told you?
No, from what I see in the streets.
What do you see?
Day.
What do you see?
Okay, motherfuckers get their welfare check.
Yeah.
Straight to the crack man.
Yeah.
Straight to the goddamn liquor store.
Yeah.
That money ain't supposed to be for that.
Well, whatever, you know.
You know, you understand what I'm saying? And 90%.
But you think that's kind of crooked, though, don't you?
Yeah, I think it's crooked as a motherfucker.
But every time they catch a president fucking up, that's legal, ain't it?
No, it ain't.
Or a motherfucking senator, right?
No, it ain't legal either.
Yeah, he cut you down, too. He cut your welfare and raised his motherfucking salary. $50,000
more,
but that's legal, right?
No, it's not legal. I hear shit be going on here.
Now
I watch my
news,
and I read my news.
We so dogish, or we you put it, to be on welfare, and these other people set up in these offices and take it towns and countries.
Right,
but that's okay, right?
No, what I'm trying to say is like this, sir.
What you trying to say, you're talking about something you know nothing of.
No, I know a lot more about it than some people give credit for, man. I see it every day.
You don't even know what they go through to get that money because you never tried.
Yeah, I have.
Do you know a whole lot of people you see up there is working for that welfare money?
Yes, I do. PWP. I know all about it.
Yeah, well, they're supposed to do what they want with it. What do you think?
Huh? No, they're not supposed to use it to get high for fucking drinking.
Well, you're not supposed to get high and drink, period.
They're supposed to use the shit to fucking buy food for themselves, put clothes on.
But they're still eating it and wearing clothes.
That's what they're supposed to do with it.
Tell me where you get all
this
shit.
Okay, where I get all this shit from? From a lot of crazy fucking people in Manhattan.
These people throw away the most goodest shit in the fucking world. I mean, it's unfucking believable. For instance, this is fucking brand new. It's not a goddamn thing wrong. Now, I'm gonna tell you where I got it from after I show you the motherfucker. And if you want my address when you want to buy it, it'd be in the Sunday News. Like every fucking thing else. Look at this. You got fucking four pockets. You know what I'm saying? Look. Now tell me you wouldn't buy this motherfucker. It's name brand, huh? Even got the fucking hook if you want to fucking hang yourself. Look. All right? Now you wouldn't. You wouldn't buy this shit. Is you crazy? You gonna get rid of your husband or your wife one fucking day. Why not start now? This bitch could put all her shit in there. All this bastard could put all his shit in there. But hold on. Here's the catch. And my fucking automobiles is for fucking rent. If you wanna rent one, you're welcome to it. Hold on now. That's right, I sell every fucking thing. You need a fucking pair of socks? And I ain't got none? I'll take the fucking socks off my feet or something. But I goes on the east side. I goes on the west side. I goes on the north side. I goes on the fucking south side. That's right. I go any fucking way. Because I know where to go to get this good shit from. You know what I'm saying? Me and I pick one of my fleets. It all depends on the area. What does it bring? What does it bring? It don't bring no motherfucking wedding ring. It brings this. You see these motherfuckers right here? You see these motherfuckers? This is what it brings. I might don't got a lot of them to go with them, but motherfuckers, it bring it. Trust me. Long as I got one, I got more money, more money, more motherfucking money, and I'm gonna get more money. Trust me. Because if you stand there and listen to me and I got you to smile, your ass is grass.
You probably seen guys' hands, you know, look like motherfucker been taking, look like a knife that market or look like little cuts in them. Dirt be in them. They get cold real fast like that, you know, when they get like that. Because, you know, when it's cold, all the tender parts gets cold for anything. Like you have a place where you done hurt your hand, it get cold for anything else. Or you got a place you broke your finger, so it get cold for anything else. And when they nasty like that, they get cold, cold real fast. And so, I don't see how some of them walk around, some of them look, they don't never wash them, but they wash them, they just don't do it often, you know. I guess they wash them. Some of them, I don't ever see them wash them. I know they look like they been walking on them out there in that motherfucker, up and down that damn track. Because they be dirty as hell every time you see them, you know. They be filthy dirty. Sometimes they look like they too dirty. They be eating with them. Look like they motherfucker gonna poison themselves. They be so motherfucking dirty, you know. You look at them, you know. Some of you see them washing, but when they wash them, they still look the same because they don't do it too often, you know. And I know they get sore, you know, because I have, mine have got dirty, but not bad as these guys get, you know, like crack open and shit, you know. They're just pitiful when they get like that.
You do the same, just about the same thing every day, but every day is a new adventure for me because I'm always doing something out of the ordinary, you know, to get me paid, like, you know. Like one night I needed some water. I didn't feel like going out. I stole his water. He ain't
doing it. You stole my water?
Fucking right, I stole that shit.
Fucking
right. Can you tell me the motherfucker? I wasn't going out and get no water.
I was coming up
here.
I said, no, no, no,
you left it right there.
I started right there.
And I needed water that night, too.
I said,
that.
But somebody did it to me two times.
I only did it once. Yeah,
well, somebody else got me one time then.
Well, it could have been Tommy.
Oh, no,
and I didn't hold somebody got water down.
I said, then I went up. It was cold.
Yeah, it was cold.
I went up there and I got the water.
Cold.
I told it down there. I said, oh, boy, it's cold.
Yep.
I lit the fire, warm my head.
As soon as I got in, the girl said, we ain't got no water.
Hey.
I said, there. Hey. I said, that's right. I took the water down in Cloud House. So I eat some down there. I guess she was in the house doing something, getting high. I don't know what the fuck he was doing. I got that water and got the fuck up quick.
And I come back out there. I say, Elizabeth, I know I put the water out there. She said, I know you did too. I seen it.
But see, by all that other dumb shit, you try to accuse me of stealing your food and your fucking drawers. I don't do no shit like that.
I know who was stealing my food.
I just got your water.
I know who was stealing my food. I caught him stealing my food.
Oh, yeah.
Got on there, supposed to be my cousin.
Word.
Supposed to be my cousin.
Cool cat.
Supposed to be my cousin. Now, I'm cooking food. I'm sitting it out there. I'm letting it cool off and shit. I come back out to get me something to eat. I lift the lid up and ain't shit in the pot.
But you know, it could have been the rats, though.
No, it just wasn't no rats bag. Ain't no... Hey, man, when the rats get in the pot, the motherfucker leave them little square little footprints all in there with dirt.
They clean that shit, so they clean that motherfucker.
This motherfucker had a
shit spoon.
Clean.
I mean, those rats, when they go, they clean that shit. Like,
they clean
polish.
Like,
I got a lot of shit out here.
And they clean it. It can be burnt. And it can be hard on there when that motherfucker rat get through. That shit is clean. You ain't even got to scrub. You can put water in there, rinse it out, and cook again.
That's all. Look at them been through this one. They can polish that motherfucker clean.
This was a human got in there. And I said, wait a minute. I said,
he caught an attitude, too.
I said, goddamn. I said, hey, come going up there and getting food.
Yeah, it was fucked up back then.
Bringing it back down.
That was supposed to full last. And it was like, they had all that ice and shit. In the park, you said, it was hard to get out.
It's hard to come back. You know, I had to come back down that hill. I had to take my food.
And crawl.
Put it in the garbage can, one of the pop's garbage can, and start down the hill and push. Yep. Put my food in the garbage can.
So I let
come
him,
down the hill, come all the way down
I
the other hill.
All the way just to go get me some water.
I don't come down sliding.
That water was
mine. I come down sliding with food.
Yeah.
And I know the people looking out of their building look down there and say, what is that idiot doing? He got like a bag on him sliding on my ass coming down the hill. Keep him falling. It was so wet. When you go up there, you knew what you was going to go up there and get. Because you didn't want to make no two trips.
Hell no.
These guys, a lot of them, they get welfare. You know, they get food stamps. And you see them turn around, you know, they just got their check today. And you turn around, you see them that night. They're asking you for a cigarette. They're asking you for a dollar. You know, they're at, and you see them at the garbage from the grocery stores digging around for food, but yet they just got $100 worth of food stamps and $100 in cash that morning, and they ain't even got no money to feed yourself because they went out there and drank and smoked up all their money. I think it's fucked up because I think that fucks up what welfare is supposed to be for. Welfare is supposed to be there to service the people for. The needs that are necessary for life, just to live. In other words, food, clothing, shelter. Stop for fucking free, for free get high.
The old me, I was an abusive drug habit. Did a lot of robberies every day to support my habit, you know, and to stay functional with the heroin. I did a lot of fucked up shit. I used to be very violent, very abusive towards people in general. I used to like to see people suffer, you know, feel hurt, like go through like pain, you know, being victimized. But I got my life together, and I just don't abuse drugs no more, and I don't abuse people. I try to be actually more helpful and considerate, you know, considerate towards people and their feelings, especially their feelings. I hate to hurt people's feelings. When people hurt, I hurt. You know, I feel other people's pain. I started getting back, I guess you could say, emotions, like an emotional side of my life that I didn't have when I abused drugs. You know, it's really weird. You know.
How do you think that changed came about?
It's just that I saw what I used to be like, and I used to say to myself, damn, I don't like that person, you know, because you have two sides of you, when you're sober and when you're, you know, drug dependent, when you're under dependency, and I didn't like that second half, you know, that was high all the time. I didn't like it at all. I like being sober, like being almost like feeling like a little kid, being able to go out and enjoy life, you know, instead of being like a waste of life. It's not me.
The rats, man, they be fucking shit up down here. Man.
They eat everything.
They eat fucking wood. They eat fucking, the only thing they
foil.
The only thing they will not eat is steel.
Yep. We put a can in the corner hole.
They pushed it out.
Yep.
And came back in.
They eat everything that we don't have nailed down.
Right.
The rats tried to eat my hair one night.
Yeah, I wake up one night to find a fucking rat on the fucking shit, man. And I said, hey, Lee, what the hell are you doing? Rats all over you, man. I said, really? You know, I didn't know it. Maybe rats talk to you when you're asleep.
Psychotic rats, man.
Yeah.
They eat your hair when you're sleeping, man.
For what they use it for, I don't fucking know, and I don't give a fuck. No wonder my hair is still short.
This is X-rated.
God.
Instead of saying, Mark, I'm one of the fortunate ones. I'm a bright, clever, cool, calm, collecting, getting mines motherfucker. You hear that? I get mines with no fucking problem. When it's time to dress, I can dress. If it's time to play the bum roll, I'll play the fucking bum roll. You send me to fucking China, I'll be looking just like the motherfuckers in 2 days. But other motherfuckers can't do that. You know why? Because all they thinking about is that next hit.